Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is springtime, and it's time to start thinking about baring our skin again. It's getting warmer. It's time to take off those long leggings and get that whole body in shape. Today, we're going to talk about whole body skincare. And I think you know that skincare should not stop at your neck. The skin is your biggest organ, and taking care of it means going beyond your face and your neck. So this year in 2022, one of my favorite trends has been the onset and the importance of whole body skincare. When I think of getting ready for spring and summer skin, I always kick it into high gear with exfoliating ingredients. And we use ingredients in skincare like glycolic acids. These are fruit acids that gobble up dead skin on the surface, allowing fresher, more lively skin to show through. I love exfoliating polishes like my Perfecting Polish, which is a great mixture of glycolic and alpha hydroxy acids with a natural salt scrub, scrubs that are not bad for the environment, that don't have polyacrylamide beads, but rather organic self-dissolving scrubs are the best. And then, of course, think about retinols for the body. That is a new and unusual addition to body skincare. We previously have been using Retin-A, retinoic acid, and retinols for the face to prevent fine lines, wrinkles, and to improve skin aging changes. They thicken the dermis. They're so good for aging skin after age 30. Every single one of you should be on Retin-A for your skin. And if you're not, you need to start. But how many of you are using Retin-A for your body? Or retinol, or one of the forms of retinoic acid that are so good for exfoliating the body skin. Definitely, as we age, our extremities get much more sun damage. These are the areas that we're sunning when we're going to the beach and by the pool. And I don't know about you, but I protect the important real estate of the face and chest, but I don't mind getting some vitamin D on the arms, legs, and back. But years of living in California, years of sun damage can cause breakdown of collagen and thinning of the skin, loss of elasticity, creping. Definitely creping changes start to happen at a certain point. Skin is like a piece of paper, so leaving it out in the sun gives you that old wrinkled newspaper effect on your skin. One way I help prevent this is by using a retinol-based body lotion. I've developed a really awesome one from my skincare line. It's called Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream, and I love it. Love, love, love it. Even after a week of using it, you'll notice that kind of crepey textural change to go away. And women and men are living longer than ever before. We're living into our 80s and 90s. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to always want to put on shorts and a tennis skirt. And this is one of the ways we're going to improve whole body skincare. So, number one, we talked about exfoliating more, lots of exfoliating scrub. Number two, you can use retinol-based body lotion. There's also glycolic-based body lotion and keratolytic products that break down dead keratin and thick skin on the elbows and on the heels and on the knees. And those products contain keratolytic ingredients like urea, the glycolic acid, and these are excellent for breaking down really thick skin. So definitely do that. I don't know if you've tried Baby Feed. You can find those on Amazon. These are booties that literally have a very pretty high potency medium depth peel that's in these foot booties that you take a little shower so your skin's nice and moist, and you put the foot booties on for about an hour, and the medium density peel ingredients will just start eating up that dead skin. You take off your booties and it looks like nothing happened, but 5 days later you get full snakeskin peeling of that thick, yucky skin on your feet and your heels, and it's amazing. But give yourself time. Last time I did it, like day five was the day we were at Coachella, and I had to wear sandals, and it looked like I had some peeling skin disease, so that was not good. Plan ahead on that. But I do love the Baby Feet. So I always will get rid of, you know, ingrown hairs, like to treat keratosis pilaris. That's that bumpy chicken skin on the back of the thighs and on the back of the arms. One way you can do that is coming into the office to do a microdermabrasion. Also, light peels are excellent for that. And then getting on a regimen of this retinol-based body lotion, that's an excellent way to maintain once you've started to get rid of your keratosis pilaris. and get those heels and knees and elbows all into shape. And once you've exfoliated thoroughly, remember we don't love sun exposure, but we do want to get rid of the pasty paleness. You can definitely try my new Sunless Tanner, which is so good. It has essential oils, it has almond oil, it has antioxidant ingredients. It does not stain your hands, and it's really natural, gives a beautiful golden glow. So I love a little bit of using a Sunless Foam Tanner just to kind of get that little layer of color so you don't feel like you're pasty when you get out into the sun finally. So those are just some things you can do to start working on extremities and the full body. Definitely think about bleaching pads as well. If you're someone who's self-conscious about areas of pigmentation on the buttocks or the anal vaginal area, the groin, the area where we wax, you don't have to be shy. We all get these, and the underarms especially common, but you can get on some bleaching pads with up to 6, 8, or 10% hydroquinone, 5 different lighteners. I love our brightening pads for these areas. So now's the time to work on things that you're slightly self-conscious about or that you want to maintain and keep in the best shape with whole body skincare. I definitely would love for you guys to take better care of your full body. Think about doing treatments, including injectables like Kybella, to melt fat in really difficult areas that are hard to dissolve down and hard to get improvement with diet and exercise. Think about Sculptra. That's such a great product for boosting booty volume. It'll give you increased volume of the buttocks and get a taut, toned, more firm appearance to the buttocks without having to change your jean size. So it's your same set of jeans, you just fill it out much perkier and better. And I even use Sculptra and Hyperdilute Radius. These are biostimulators, which are so good for creping areas anywhere, basically. I love them for crepey upper arm skin that's hanging around the knees or elbows. It's excellent. It's really great for the décolleté, where we get that sun-damaged chest area. And the little preventative things that you do to build really natural collagenization are going to maintain you for the long haul. So think ahead. Think more than just face and neck. It's time to add whole body skincare to your regimen. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with whole bodies and faces. And you can also check out our skincare at beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our perfecting polish, the supermodel sculpt contour cream, the sunless tanning foam, the bleaching brightening pad, so many good things that you can check out and try. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday for a longer podcast talking about biohacking, beauty, and injectables and advances with aesthetics, and on Fridays for a short 5-Minute Friday. Love you. Stay beautiful.